I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a conversation with golf great Annika Sorenstam. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Monday night, the San Francisco Giants won the North American Baseball Championship, a.k.a. the World Series. The last time the Giants won the series, I was 6 years old, so I guess it's no wonder they're still celebrating in San Francisco. And I see that you've grown a beard in honor of reliever Brian Wilson and his bearded teammates.
Have you forgiven them from leaving New York yet?
No.
I mean, is this okay? Is it okay now that they're in San Francisco?
I'm glad
Honestly,
they won. I will say that.
I think, among other people, Edgar Renteria, when he's old and sitting by his fire, is going to have interesting tales to tell.
And none of them will include the Boston Red Sox.
Right.
Derek Jeter is a free agent. Do you think there is really any chance the Yankees will let him depart New York?
No, but I think it's interesting that it was even raised as an on-the-record possibility by Hal Steinbrenner. Make him player X and give him the same statistics and the same age and the same wear and tear. And there's no question that there would be a controversy about re-signing him. But the guy's the embodiment of everything that's happened there
that's
in the last
it.
30 years.
That's
I don't think there's any way they're going to do that.
Among the other 141 players on the free agent list, Mariano Rivera, Carl Crawford, and Manny Ramirez. Maybe the Yankees will get them all.
I don't know. You know, I think the Yankees are aiming primarily at Cliff Lee, and I think they'll probably get him. The persistent rumor is that Carl Crawford is target A, B, and C for the Red Sox. Manny, who knows? I mean, he's almost got to come back to the American League at this point.
Charlie, on Thursday, Sparky Anderson, who managed the Reds and the Tigers to World Series championships, died. He was 76. Have you Sparky stories to share?
Well, as you know, my favorite old ballpark of all time in any sport was Tiger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great things about going to Tiger Stadium when I was following baseball teams around was that you got to hang out with Sparky for a while. He was fun. He was completely in love with what he did for a living. My favorite moment, though, actually, a scrub infielder named Jim Whalewander one day brought his favorite band, the Dead Milkmen, to the ball game. And Sparky came out of his office and looked at Dave Blood and Jimmy Jack Talcum and the boys and said, "Them guys don't get much sun, do they?" He will be incredibly missed.
Randy Moss played for the Patriots in September. In October, he played for the Vikings. This week, he'll be playing for the Tennessee Titans. What about December?
Maybe he can play for a different team every week.
Cool.
No, the one thing this will do is if Vince Young ever gets back on the field down there, it will probably set Vince Young's development as a professional quarterback back about five seasons because the temptation to just fling it down the field will be overwhelming.
This week, Taylor Twellman, who starred for the New England Revolution and briefly for the national team, announced his retirement. He's only 30 years old, but he's barely played since sustaining a concussion 2 years ago. I wonder, does Twellman's predicament indicate the need to expand the head injury debate beyond the NFL?
Oh, there's no question, and this has been a sub rosa discussion in soccer for quite some time now. I mean, it's quite obvious how you get a concussion in soccer. You hit the ball with your head
or somebody
repeatedly
else's head
really
with
hard,
your head.
Or you
right.
hit somebody else's head. The primary medical advice in a situation like this is, "Doc, it hurts when I do this. Don't do it. Don't come back until you're absolutely sure."
Former Mississippi State quarterback John Bond has accused the camp of current Auburn quarterback and Heisman favorite Cam Newton of soliciting cash while Newton was being recruited. That ought to ramp up the SEC rivalry, don't you think?
Yeah, this will be very interesting. This is being taken enormously seriously by both the media, in particular CBS Sports, and by the NCAA. I don't know whether somebody has the guts to go into this and maybe suspend Newton halfway through an undefeated season in which he's on his way to the Heisman Trophy, but the Reggie Bush thing makes anything possible at this point.
Usually when college players encounter this sort of controversy, the coach and the athletic director just hold them out until the controversy can be cleared. This guy was simply too good for
there's
them to
no
think about doing that.
There's no chance of that. No, right. There's absolutely no chance of that.
This weekend, Olympic gold medalist Cammy Granato of the hockey-playing Granados will be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, the first as far as a woman getting that distinction.
And the fact that she helped beat the Canadians won't matter because, as we know, Bill, all is one in the universe of hockey. The country of hockey knows no borders.
Very few athletes get to retire undefeated. But Zenyatta may earn that distinction at the Breeders' Cup Classic this afternoon. Apparently, the betting... Five means under... You're going to go all the way to 19?
No, I'd say 8-5.
apparently the betting public likes the fact that Zenyatta will retire undefeated with 20 wins. Huge favorite.
Yes, an 8-5 favorite in the Classic. It could very well be a coronation. I did like the fact that she flew in on her own private jet, which I thought was very cool.
Well, if you won 19 in a row, you probably would get your own private
jet. They're not loading this horse into one of those trailers you see on the turnpike.
Before this week, were you aware of the involvement of the Nike Corporation in wedding apparel?
No, I wasn't. And I was also not aware that part of my job as only a game sports analyst is to know that Maria Sharapova designs shoes.
Yes.
But apparently it is.
And they're
sports!
Nike shoes for
yes,
her wedding.
Yeah, she's going to marry, of course, L.A. Lakers third-string shooting guard Sasha Vujacic, and she's going to be wearing Cole Haan, which is apparently a Nike brand, and I didn't know that before I sat down here today. So I'm very happy for the happy couple.
Yes. Do you suppose on his tuxedo there'll be a big swoosh?
I think probably on the minister's robes there'll be that big swoosh.
And across the front of the church
Absolutely.
There'll be a big swoosh.
Or perhaps they'll just go to the Church of Nike.
And they'll drive off to their honeymoon in a big swoosh. All right, finally, Charlie, I'm not a big tweeter. Much of the idiom of the internet escapes me. Can you explain to me all the fuss about the Wakefield High track and field team and their new apparel?
They put together shirts for Wakefield track and field that said WTF, which is, as the kids will tell you out there on the intertubes, an acronym for what the, and you can fill in the last word. So apparently...
Field.
Field, very good. What the field? Excellent. This has become one of those things, of course, where we all get worried about what's happening with the youth. I'm waiting for the first one of these to show up on eBay for $10,000.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, among other things. He joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.